Yeah, they love it.
I think we like these gold a bit more to it. Good look.
Yeah, it stands out a bit more.
Take away. Paddy, first off, can you just talk us about Indigenous Guernsey and, you know, how the design came about?
Yes. So my Uncle Kevin Binder in Perth, gave him a call up once Paulie gave me a tap on the shoulder and said it's your turn to design the jumpman if you want to. So gave him a quick call and, you know, we've got 10 Indigenous players on our list, which is most in AFL, which is something we're pretty proud of. So that's the centre point of the old jumper design and... Whoops. And... Yeah, so it just features a club. So the big design in the middle is a football club. And that's the players sitting around, the boys, the 10 Indigenous boys, sitting with Kenny, sharing stories and stuff. And, you know, it's about the club, about the Port Adelaide region, and then the Indigenous boys that we got on the list.
How much pride does that give you, Paddy? You know, the fact that you'll be wearing this Guernsey this weekend for what's it? You know, like you said, 10 players and... Obviously means a hell of a lot.
Yeah, it means so much. You know, this club's a great club with a lot of proud history, and to be able to put my mark on the Port Adelaide jumper, there's not many people that you know, going around that are able to do that on an AFL list. So I feel pretty lucky, pretty privileged. But it's a great design the way it's come up, so I'm really proud of it.
Paddy, I know you had a few weeks off because of your Achilles, but did the bye come at a good time for you? Do you feel refreshed and ready to attack this week now?
Yeah, I guess with the Achilles it's an ongoing thing, but something that we manage pretty closely, and you know, that was my third game back on the weekend in China, so I'm still building my way back into things, and you know, just sort of working my way into how my body feels, and able to, you know, I've got to be able to train well, be able to get the right training loads in to be able to perform on the weekend. So, you know, it's a bit, we've been through a little bit of trial and error, and I think we're, you know, along with the physios and the docs, we've got it down pat now. So, yeah, just look to get some form.
When you're going in down pat, so what is yours, a modified program compared to the rest of
the
squad?
Yeah, so I only train the one training session a week, so that's a big session that the guys sort of build me up for. We get a lot of load in that session, and then the rest of the time is just you know, getting ready for the game, and then after a game that's, you know, cooling it down and making sure that it hasn't got any worse and stuff like that. So I probably need a decent break for it to be able to come good, but obviously not going to be able to get that during the season. So you know, the stuff that we've got in place is working pretty well at the moment.
So what is that sort of stuff? What rehab work do you have to do during the week?
Just a lot of calf raises, a lot of putting a bit of loading into the tendon. The tendon tends to react well to a bit of loading every day, so we found that if I have too many days off, it sort of doesn't really get anywhere with it. You come back and you're a little bit sore again, so just putting load into it all the time, and that's the way we do it going forward.
So you're basically carrying it all year, just got to get through the season as best you can until you get a decent break.
Pretty much, yeah. That's the whole idea of it.
Is that what it is? It's at the end of the season, it's just doing nothing on it, or is there an option to have some surgery? Or?
The club don't like you doing nothing, so yeah, when we'll sit down at the end of the year, and I don't think there is any, you know, surgery is not necessary for it. I think it just needs a bit of TLC and, you know, just get it right. You know, it's a hard game that we play, everything to do with AFL, the training, the playing games. You know, it's hard on the body for the boys to get through, and when you've got a little injury and stuff like that, it makes it even harder. So I think at the end of the year we'll just sit down and put something into place to make sure that I'm all right coming back in the pre-season.
Is it something you play you have to carry for the rest of your career now, Paddy?
I hope not. So I had the right Achilles tendon a couple of years back, and that's fine now. So I think this one's just for this season, hopefully, and I'll be able to get through that. And hopefully next season I'll just be looking back on this season and say I just had a bit of soreness during the year.
Paddy,
Can you play at your best this year?
Yeah, I can still definitely play at my best. You know, past couple of weeks, and that I have a good game against the Crows, probably a not so good one in China. But you know, I'm still building form and trying to build some confidence as well. So you know, I just keep looking to build throughout the year, and you know, I can still play a big part in what our team does.
But it seemed like a couple of years ago, the ruckman's role was getting, you know, a little bit less significant. Now it's back. It's more important as ever. It's probably thanks to blokes like you and Natanui. Did you feel like a couple of years ago it was hitting that impact, or did you always, you know that your role was just?
Yeah, I'm pretty biased towards ruckman, so I feel like there's always been good ruckman around. And going around this year, you have a look at what Maxi Gorn's doing, Brody Grundy, Nick Nat and Lysett. You know, there's a few good ruckmen out there that are playing some pretty good football. So, you know, the ruck position is well and truly alive. You just look at some of the blokes that are the impact that they're having on games at the moment. You see a lot of teams do well and stuff like that, and some people can look at midfielders and then the goal kickers and all that, but you should have a look at some of the ruckmen. Obviously, the work that they're doing around stoppages allows all that. So, no, it's for ruckmen in the league, it's going pretty well at the moment.
I probably try to downplay a little bit your absence, but you must have, you know, seen how important you are. Once you come back in, it sort of gives everyone more structure.
Yeah, definitely. You know, guys like Westy can go back to playing his usual role for the side, which is very important to us. And you know, Dicko spends more time in the forward line, where we want him to be contesting up there and hopefully kicking goals for us. So yeah, it just straightens the team up a lot more, and we don't have to pull players out of their normal positions and to cover up the ruck spot. So, and it also gives the mids confidence in there to know that they're going to, you know, get a fair share of the ball with myself in there. So that's what I've been trying to do, just get back to playing that role for the team.
Paddy, your Hawthorne and Tassie this week, and then Richmond, two really big tests, and your draw on paper at least gets significantly easier for the next 6 or 7 weeks. Can you set your season up in the next couple of weeks by winning one or both of these games as far as top four is concerned?
I'm not sure if the boys are looking at that, but you know, we look at, we're 6-3 and you know, just outside the eight. It's always just 1 week at a time for us, so you can't look any further, otherwise you drop off against, if we look two, three weeks down the track, then we might drop off a little bit this week and get beaten. So you know, we're in a good position. The guys know what we have to do to play good footy and just keep ticking the wins over. So that's our main focus.
How big an advantage is Tasmania for Hawthorn, given they play there regularly and you guys hardly play there?
We've been able to win in China. We don't play there often, so no, it's just another deck. You know, footy players, you want to be able to play your style of football anywhere you go. So, and that's what we want to be as a team that travels well and stuff like that. So, I don't think it'll be too much of an advantage for them. They'll probably know it a little bit better, but at the end of the day, it's just another footy oval with goals at either end, and whoever can kick the highest score wins the game. So we'll be trying to do that.
McAvoy, what kind of problems does he pose? Probably not as mobile as you, but he's a big boy.
He's just a competitive beast. You know, a ruckman that's pretty respected by myself. So you know, it'll be a good battle. It's always a good battle with him. You know, he just competes. He's not the flashiest ruckman going around, but he's always hard to beat.
How's Todd Marshall, Trevor?
He's okay. He's played the other day, so it's good to get him back out there running around. You know, he's just been through so much that it's just amazing for a young man to be back in the footy club, and we're just happy to have him back here, and we love him. So just good to see him get back out there and play footy, because we know, I've been speaking to him a lot, and you know, he loves his footy and he loves the footy club, so I'm sure he's happy to be back.
Did you go and watch the Maggies on the weekend,
Dave? Yeah, I did watch it.
Who impressed you?
as a team, we didn't go too well. But I think, yeah, you know, I was watching Toddy his first game back. I was just happy for him to get back out there. Lindsay Thomas, after having a few weeks off, came back in, and with limited opportunities, he was able to kick a couple of goals, and, you know, he's playing the style of footy that we want him to play as a player, which is good. You know, we had a couple of midfielders, Joey Attlee, Cam Hewitt, who you might probably don't hear much about, but, you know, he was doing some pretty good stuff in the midfield for us, especially late in the game when the game's over. You know, that's where you look for players to find something and who wants to really compete, and you know, that's what I was looking for.
As a ruckman, Paddy, it must be great to have, you know, Tom Rockcliffe back the last couple of weeks, play some really good footy, and obviously Sam Pelpepper as well. You know, combined with Ollie and Brad, it's a really strong midfield group you've got at the moment.
Yeah, we're trying to build a really strong midfield. Rocky's, you know, after the first few games of the season, he's been able to run himself into a bit of form. So he's dropped back to the Maggies, played well, and then come back in. And, you know, you can see him growing as a player again at the club. And, you know, Peps, you know, he's been through a couple of tough weeks. And to be able to come back in and really, you know, impose himself on the game is something that's, you know, we coaches and players really love that about him. So he's been able to come back in and really have an impact for us.
And how do you go about containing Tom Mitchell on the weekend? Obviously he just finds a lot of the footy as a ruckman. Do you have to try and know where he is at stoppages and stuff like that?
Yeah, they're tricky players, those guys, because, you know, we know where I want to put the ball for our midfielder, but sometimes these ball magnets just turn up there and beat our players sometimes. So, you know, it'll be a team role, and you know, we'll work out a way of being able to try and beat blokes like Tom Mitchell.
Thanks, Paddy. Good luck, mate.
Thank you.
Can you organise
Goonies up
for us, Paddy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got another one,
Macca? No, we can stump them. Just, they're not safety, though, so be careful. Unsafety pins.
You're struggling there, Pistol?
Yeah, well, it's bloody... That is a safety pin, that one. Careful.
Is it?
Yeah.
Like undoing the bra, eh?
No, I'm very, very good at that, actually, Matty.
Very tricky.
Very quick. One hand, straight up.
Just look at him and they pop off.
He's on.
It's a bro. All right, one more to go. Ow. I reckon there's still a pin in there somewhere, so be careful.
All right. So you boys are wearing this from a couple of weeks?
Yeah. We'll wear it for the Richmond game too.
Yeah.
Have our own Indigenous round.
Spin it round, Paddy.
I like that. Yeah, sweet. And back the other one.
You know, it looks like that in long sleeves.
Yeah. I don't know if we've got any long sleeves.
Yeah, I was going to say, is there any long sleeves?
I don't reckon there'll be long sleeves,
I reckon if you wear long sleeves, you're just going to...
We're playing in Launceston, we should have some long sleeves.
Back again?
Yeah. That looks so good. No one really wears long sleeves, Tom.
Nah.
Jasper does.
Jasper.
Yeah.
Could you have a long sleeve with the pattern on it?
Yeah.
No,
that's
what we're saying. Join the conversation.
Good to have you
with us, Paddy.
Thanks, Paddy.
Thanks, guys. I'll grab that one.
Cheers.
Yeah.
You don't have to get it.
Here, you arrange them. I'll be back in a sec.